In the wake of a frontal passage, clouds will be on the decrease today, and it'll be breezy with southwest winds coming down the mountains, so it'll likely be a little bit warmer than the model guidance is picking up, at least in the Hudson Valley and the greater Capital District. Temperatures should be in the 70s to low 80s for our Labor Day. No another cold front will approach the region tonight, and with the southwesterly flow persisting, it'll likely be a bit milder than it's been the last few nights. That front eventually moves through on Tuesday with the threat for some thunderstorms, and with quite a bit of moisture in the atmosphere to work with. Any storms that do form up will be able to put down some blistering rainfall and may lead to some urban or poor drainage flooding or ponding on the roads. The front looks like it may slow down or even stall out over the area, which will bring us periods of rain heading into Wednesday as another wave of low pressure rides along that front. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening across parts of the southeast, lower Michigan area, and Lake Erie vicinity into the Ohio Valley, along with a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across surrounding areas of the lower Great Lakes, Ohio, and lower Missouri valleys, and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms this evening across parts of central and southern Arizona. Severe thunderstorms are possible across the lower Great Lakes and Ohio Valley region, perhaps into portions of the lower Missouri Valley this afternoon and evening, and additional strong storms may impact the higher terrain into lower deserts of central and southeastern Arizona. Taking a look at tropical developments for the day, the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida says for the North Atlantic, Caribbean Sea, and Gulf of Mexico, we'll be watching Hurricane Irma. Changes with the advisory is the government of Antigua has issued a hurricane watch for the islands of Antigua, Barbuda, Anguilla, Montserrat, St. Kitts, and Nevis. The government of the Netherlands has issued a hurricane watch for the islands of Saba, St. Eustatius, and St. Martin. And the government of France has issued a hurricane watch for St. Martin and St. Bartholomew. Interests in the remainder of the Leeward Islands, the British and U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico should monitor the progress of Irma. Additional hurricane and tropical storm watches may be required for portions of this area during the day today. A westward to west-southwestward motion with some reduction in forward speed is expected through tonight. On the forecast track, the center of Irma is forecast to approach the northern Leeward Islands late Tuesday. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be sunny with a high in the low 80s, a bit breezy out of the southwest. In Boston, sunny with a high near 80 and a west wind near 10 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny, a high in the mid-70s. Quite windy with a southwest wind 15 to 25 miles an hour, and it could gust up to near 40 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 77 degrees with a record of 97 set in 1929. Normal minimum temperature is 56 degrees with a record of 37 set in 1946. Sunrise and sunset data for today, September the 4th. Sunrise at 6:23 a.m. and sunset at 7:24 p.m. Here's your latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny and warmer with highs in the upper 70s. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. For tonight, mostly clear this evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, patchy fog this morning, otherwise sunny and much warmer with highs in the low 80s. Mostly clear this evening, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny for our Labor Day, much warmer with highs in the upper 70s, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy this evening, then becoming mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, including Middletown, the Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, patchy fog this morning, sunny and warmer with highs in the upper 70s and a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mostly clear this evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. Those winds continue out of the southwest. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, patchy fog this morning, mostly sunny and warmer with highs near 80. And tonight, mostly clear, then becoming mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, showers likely, thunderstorms possible, highs in the low and mid-70s. Showers likely for Wednesday, highs in the mid and upper 60s. Cloudy with a chance of showers Thursday, highs in the mid-60s to near 70 degrees. Partly sunny with a chance of showers Friday, highs in the mid-60s to near 70. Partly sunny Saturday, highs also in the mid-60s to near 70. And mostly sunny Sunday with highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.